The Roundtable Jabor Duehi, A Life, A Work paid a heartfelt tribute to the late Lebanese writer who passed away in 2021 at the age of 72, on the occasion of the French release of his novel Il y avait du poison dans l'air. The event brought together literary figures and close friends of the writer. On Friday, June 14, the Safadi Center in Tripoli hosted a special roundtable titled Jabor Duehi, A Life, A Work, that was organized in parallel with the release of the French version of Jabor Duehi's book Il y avait du poison dans l'air, Poison in the Air, by Acte Sud, Sinbad Collection. This event, jointly organized by the French Institute of Tripoli, the Alta Werich Foundation, the Francophone Identity Committee of Sgarda Zoe, the North Lebanon campus of USJ, St. Joseph University, and the French Literature Department of the Lebanese University, LU, in Tripoli, gathered prominent literary figures, the author's close friends, and literature enthusiasts to offer a vibrant tribute to one of the greatest Lebanese writers. After a warm welcome from Emmanuel Curry, director of the French Institute of North Lebanon, the session began with the screening of the late writer's final interview, a stirring moment that allowed participants to rediscover his voice and thoughts. Next, Ms. Zahida Darwish Jabor, who collaborated with Jabor Duehi for many years at the Lebanese University, delivered a heartfelt testimony about the man and his contributions as a professor of French literature. She emphasized Duehi's exceptional human qualities, his dedication to his students, and his passion for teaching. Zahida Darwish Jabor also spoke of the special ties that bound the writer to the city of Tripoli, a city he held dear for having spent his youth there and which he immortalized in many of his works. The roundtable, moderated by Walid Farah, president of the Francophone Identity Committee of Sgarda Zoe, brought together prominent speakers such as Antoine Corban, Sharif Majdalani, and Alexander Najjar. Together, they delved deeply into Jabor Duehi's work, highlighting the richness and complexity of his literary style, which subtly addresses the themes of identity, culture, and Lebanese society. Duehi's novels, such as June Rain, The Vagrant, The American Neighborhood, printed in Beirut and The King of India, often grounded in Lebanon's reality, especially during the Civil War, offer a vivid exploration of the tensions among religious communities and social divisions that have shaped the nation. In his speech, Sharif Majdalani emotionally recalled his close bond with Jabor Duehi, faced with the serious-mindedness of those who insist that a novel must convey a message or a thesis, or faced with the convolutions of certain critics who overlook the essence of the art of the novel, claiming that a novel is futile, was a gratifying and needed provocative stance, a deliberate challenge to conventional wisdom, and a playful embrace of contradiction. The French version, Il y avait du poison dans l'air, adds to an already rich and internationally acclaimed body of work, establishing Jabor Duehi as a prominent figure in contemporary Lebanese and Arab literature. The speakers honored the translator's remarkable efforts in bringing the treasures of Arabic literature to an international audience. Nevertheless, Duehi's literary influence transcends the French-speaking sphere as such. Thanks to the English translations of his novels, English-speaking readers can also delve into the distinctive literary world of this renowned Lebanese writer. During the debate that followed the roundtable, Maria, Jabor Duehi's daughter, addressed the audience, visibly moved by the tribute paid to her father. Her heartfelt remarks added a personal and intimate touch to the discussion, revealing the man behind the writer and the deep influence he had on those around him. The session concluded with a simple and touching remark from Therese, Jabor Duehi's widow. Her words recalled the unwavering love and support that surrounded the writer throughout his life and career. This event highlighted the significant legacy left by Jabor Duehi in Lebanese and Arab literature. A mentor to many young writers, he took part in numerous writing workshops and tirelessly worked to promote Arabic literature and its translation into foreign languages. His influence is palpable in the writings of an entire generation of Lebanese authors who have been inspired by his talent and vision. The roundtable Jabor Duehi, A Life, A Work, organized at the Safadi Center in Tripoli, will remain a heartrending moment in commemorating the life and achievements of this exceptional writer who left too soon.